Welcome back to Flashpoint. North Carolina's top health leader pushing to help families. Hundreds of child cares closing across the state in the last year. It's all because of dwindling pandemic-era funding that left centers struggling. And now the Secretary of Health and Human Services is pushing state leaders to address the dire situation. Joining us now is the North Carolina Health and Human Services Secretary, Cody Kinsley. Secretary, welcome back to Flashpoint. Nice to have you.
Great to be here, Ben.
Last time you were on just a few weeks ago, we were talking about Medicaid expansion, and you and I chatted offline about your priorities going into this legislative session, and you talked about the critical need for support when it came to child care centers. Sum up for me what the problem is here.
Well, bottom line is that a child care worker can only balance so many babies and bottles at the same time. And the need for childcare workers is very large. And a childcare worker is starting salary going to make $14 an hour, but they could go to Costco and make $17 an hour. The numbers just don't add up. We have got to get more investment in our childcare system in North Carolina to be able to sustain that service. And look, every family and business knows it. You know, every family that wants to be able to work, every business that needs workers knows that childcare is critical. This brings a huge coalition of people together. And we've got to get this done, this short session of getting much needed investment and shoring up a system that isn't going over the edge. It's already on the edge, or it's not on the edge, it's already going over. We've had 278 childcare facilities close in North Carolina last year.
So specifically, as lawmakers convene for their short session, specifically, what resources are you looking for?
Well, Governor Cooper has been bold in this front for years. We asked for hundreds of millions of dollars last year. The governor's budget will be coming out very soon and debuting what we need for this coming session to be invested to shore up the system of care. But it's not going to be a small number. I mean, this is hundreds of millions of dollars because childcare is in every community across North Carolina. And to be able to make sure we can sustain it, it's going to take this investment. But it's a smart investment. We know from the data that the long-term earning potential of children that go to high quality early education is larger at the end of their life. We also know that parents whose kids are in childcare can work and therefore pay taxes. So this is not about a handout. This is about a smart investment in North Carolina's families.
And explain to me why this is suddenly an issue.
Well, you know, first off, the childcare system has been underfunded for a very long time. During the COVID pandemic period, the federal government invested one-time dollars to shore up the system. North Carolina put over $800 million in that system of care. While many other states saw double-digit percentage closures of their childcare centers, North Carolina had only a 7% closure number during that period of time, which is great. But those federal subsidies are expiring. They have been slowly expiring over the last couple of years. And in June of this year, they will be all gone. That means that the additional money that we've been giving to shore up rates, to additional money for facility costs, are going to be gone. And these facilities just can't operate on the amount of money. And the parents can't afford to pay more than they're already paying. So we've got to step in and close that gap.
There were pieces done out there. I don't even remember where I read them, but about your effectiveness when it came to Medicaid expansion, working with Republicans, working with Phil Berger and Tim Moore. What have you heard from them when it comes to this issue and possible agreement that could happen?
Well, I know that to both the pro tem and to the speaker that this is a priority. I've heard they say that publicly, and I know it's an issue that the health chairs have all been talking about for some time. Collaboratively, I think we've got to figure out the most creative solutions here. I think the three big pieces of that. One is these financial investments to close the gap. Again, no, you can't only handle so many babies and bottles at the same time. Two, we do need to regulate effectively, and we need to modernize our regulations. We've put together a set of rules to try to make sure that we can streamline the regulatory process to smooth that out. And then last but not least is we need to continue to incentivize businesses that are coming into North Carolina to make sure that childcare is part of their offerings for the employees that they're hiring. I think those three things together really brings everybody everybody to the table to get this done in a smart way.
I spoke to Jeff Jackson, Congressman from here in Charlotte, earlier. What help would you like to see from the federal level?
I mean, the childcare system, K through five or zero through five, is a critical part of the public education system, and it's a critical part of having a healthy populace. The federal government puts very little money into high quality early education compared to public education, and even less compared to higher education, which is about the same number of years. I would love for the federal government to form a coalition and step up to really provide permanent and sustained funding in this space. Governor Cooper sent a letter to the North Carolina delegation some time ago pushing that this be a priority for Congress. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath, and we can't afford to wait, because if the system of care falls apart, it'll be so much more expensive for us to rebuild than to sustain it, and it'll be detrimental to North Carolina's families. So we've got to step in here, but I would love to see the leadership from the federal government in really providing the countrywide investments necessary to sustain high-quality early education as part of the broader system of public education in this country.
The Congressman express some skepticism that if something doesn't get done in the next few months, it might not be done for a while because we have an election coming up this fall. That leaves it on the state once again to handle this issue. What do you see as a person who's in charge of this, as a person who's seen what's happened in the last year? What's your timeline going into the next 3, 4, 6 months into the year?
Well, we have been beating the drum on this for some time, and so we're going to keep at it. Our next bite at the apple, if you will, is going to be a short session, starts on the 24th. We've had conversations with the General Assembly and our oversight hearings and a number of other places, so we feel like they're well educated on the issue. We know they've been hearing from families and also hearing from child care operators across the state and chambers of commerce and local county commissioners about the need to get this done. I'm hoping, and they're committed to a short session. I'd love to see a short session, meaning that they're wrapping things up by the end of June. And I would love to see an investment in the budget akin to what the governor asks for that's going to really sustain childcare. This is our window between now and the end of June. We're starting to put out the resources we currently have for childcare at the current levels. We know that a lot of childcare operators in a lot of communities, when they see those numbers, it's going to be hard for them to operate. And I think we're all going to be focused on having the General Assembly step up and push in and make a difference here. I'm glad to hear that recent revenue forecasts are showing that we're going to have a bit more money in the coming year than we expected at the General Assembly and in the general fund. I'm hoping we can take that money and invest it in something that we know that will pay dividends immediately through families and long-term over the health and well-being of children, and that's childcare.
All right, Secretary Cody Kinsley. Secretary, thanks for coming on once again. We appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thanks, Ben.
All right, more Flashpoint after this.